Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, you got a train you don't want, give it to the museum. You got a house you don't want anymore, give it to the museum. It has been quite a year for the Sanilac County Historical Society. They are about to add to their collection of buildings on their historic village and museum grounds. Joining us right now to tell us how this all came about is the museum administrator, Don Malik. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Paul.
What a year this has been. I mean, you got the troop car, and now the Bark Shanty Aitken House. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I don't mind telling you that our heads are spinning here. We've had so much happening in the last year. It was early September 2021 when we were offered the troop train, which has since come to our grounds, and the exterior has been renovated, and it is absolutely gorgeous. Talk about an ugly duckling to a beautiful swan. And now we're working on the Bark Shanty House. It was in October last year that the owners offered us this home, which has, you know, some pretty important historical significance to Sanilac County. It was built in 1853, but before that, in the late 1700s, the spot was used by loggers. They came to the area for the bark from the hemlock trees because they used it in tanning leather. So on the spot where the house is, that's where they had built a bark shanty for shelter. And they had a fire going 24 hours a day, which was easily seen from sailors on the lake. And so it became an aid to navigation because you could always count on that fire to be burning. And they ended up naming the town Bark Shanty, which was the original name of Port Sanilac. So fast forward to 1853, and this house was built in that exact spot. It was one of the first homes built in Bark Shanty, and it's one of the last oldest homes still standing in Port Sanilac.
Still standing and about to be moved. Tell us how this all came about.
Well, the people who own the house wanted to do something different with that place. They were going to build something there, and that house had to go, but they didn't want to have to demolish it. So they brought the idea to the Historical Society, and although we felt strongly that the house should be preserved, we just did not have the financial wherewithal to make that happen. We were already into the troop train for $100,000.
Right.
So, but the community was so very passionate about saving this house that we decided we would bring it to them. The board of directors decided that we could afford to spend $25,000 from our savings on this project, but that the community would have to pony up the other $75,000 that it would take just to get it moved and set on a foundation. So on January 1st this year, we started a pledge campaign and let folks know if this is going to happen, you're going to have to make it happen. We had 1 month to raise the money, and it was 20 minutes to midnight on January 31st when pledges went over $75,000.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, this administrator was sweating bullets. but the community made it happen. I mean, there is no doubt that our community is very passionate about this house and this project.
So next week is moving date. Tell us how that's all going to go.
Well, it's been like a giant jigsaw puzzle making this thing happen. You know, we're obviously working with a very experienced mover, and we had to work around his schedule, but we also had to work around the schedule of all of the utilities that were involved. We had overhead lines because the house is on a trailer will be 29 feet tall. So it will affect a lot of overhead lines. And although it doesn't have far to go, it will be going under, you know, several sets of overhead lines. So we had to get Comcast on board and AT&T on board and DTE on board. So building this huge jigsaw puzzle, finding a day and time when it would work for everybody, it's a miracle that we're making it happen, I'll tell you. But everybody did agree on September 29th with the rain date of September 30th. To move the house.
That is so exciting. I can't imagine what, you know, you mentioned some of the logistics, and then just, you know, to be able to actually roll it down the road, probably very, very slowly. Is this something people will be able to come out and watch?
Oh, yes. I fully expect people to be lining the route, and they're very welcome to. The mover will be keeping people, you know, out of the areas where they shouldn't be. But the house is currently on Lake Street. It's right next to the Port Sanilac Lighthouse. And it will be pulled straight west. It'll have to go through a big empty parking lot and an empty lot, and then it will have to go through the Exchange State Bank parking lot. So that's another piece of the puzzle. We had to get those folks lined up and on board with letting us commandeer their parking lot. And from there, it'll be on to M25 and head south to the museum for, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile. And then it will be brought onto our ground, so people are welcome to bring lawn chairs and you know, set up camp all along that route. Once it comes to the museum, it will just be on the ground, not on a foundation. The foundation won't be built probably until mid to late October. You know, it's a lot of money to build a foundation, and we did not want to take any chances that we might build a foundation and then for any reason the house might not end up coming. So we decided we would just let the house sit there on our ground and then get the foundation built.
That house will add to a pretty nice collection you've got there. What are some of the other buildings on your site?
We have 16 historic buildings on our 10 acres, and people are always surprised. I tell folks that we're like a mini Greenfield Village, and even people from the area sometimes don't realize there's anything behind the big yellow mansion. But some of the buildings were original to the property when Dr. Loop built the house in 1872, the Loop Harrison Mansion there. The Barn Theater was the family's barn, and we have a privy out back that belonged to the family. Most of the other buildings, like the General Store, the Banner Cabin, the Huckins one-room schoolhouse, the Ward Cottage, all of those were moved from other areas in Sanilac County, which is really cool because we are the county's historical society. And so we have lots of buildings to represent all the different towns in the community.
Well, in an era where all too often an old building is cast aside and, you know, knocked down to build something modern and bigger and better, this was an opportunity to preserve that building so that generations to come will be able to see what their history is all about.
Most definitely, and we're really proud to be a part of this. The Sanilac County Historical Society's mission is to preserve and promote history in Sanilac County. So this is us doing just what we should be doing here in real time.
Yeah, absolutely. If people want to donate to the cause, how can they go about doing that?
Well, they can always drop a check in the mail to us. I will tell you that, you know, we did raise that $75,000, and the board of directors is kicking in $25,000, but that's only going to get the house moved, set on a foundation, and get water and sewer run to it. So that doesn't take care of any of the, you know, fairly extensive renovations inside and out that need to happen to the house. So our fundraising is far from done. So folks could drop a check in the mail to us. They could always stop in the office. We love to have company, especially at this time of year when things are a little quieter. Or they can go to our website, which is SanilacCountyMuseum.org, and there's a donate button there.
All right, fantastic.
And we would surely appreciate donations.
I'm sure you would, and people might want to come out and see you this Sunday. I know you got a little concert going on at the Carriage Barn stage. This is kind of the wrap-up for the summer concert season, isn't it?
It is, and we're so excited to have Annie and Rod Capps Quartet. Do you know them, Paul? I know you've been to some festivals.
Yeah, I've seen them perform before. They're really good.
They are. I'm super excited about having them. And your friends from Still Running will be opening the concert for us, friends and mine. It's going to be great. It's Sunday at 4 o'clock. It is an outdoor venue. If it was to rain real hard, we would move inside our historic church. But we have a tent set up, and we have chairs under the tent, but folks could bring a lawn chair. The concert is free for Historical Society members, but it's always for guests. So folks should come out and enjoy a fantastic concert, our last one for the season.
Yeah, Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Santa Lake County Museum. Hey, thanks so much for telling us about this stuff. We really appreciate it, Dawn.
You bet. We'd love to see folks come out and watch the move. So come on over the 29th of September. I don't have an exact time yet, but please follow us on Facebook at Santa Lake County Historic Village and Museum, and I'll be keeping everybody up to date.
That'll be something to see. Dawn, have a great day. Take care.